It's about 6 in the morning here on the dock, and pretty quiet except for the sound of music from a couple of cracked plastic radios. More than a dozen boats are tied up here, old wooden crafts, some with peeling paint. To an untutored eye, they barely look seaworthy. As usual, the boatmen have been awake since 4 in the morning. They've taken improvised bucket showers on the deck and made coffee on small kerosene stoves caked with oil and food. The boats, about 18 to 20 feet long, are too small to sleep their crew of 5, so while some spend the night on the boat crammed in with the stacks of produce, others must sleep outdoors on the plywood sail stands. And that's where Jose Rafael Rodriguez spent the night. And now he's transforming his bed into his place of business. When he introduces himself to me, Rodriguez, who's in his 30s, takes a deep breath and puffs out his chest as if he's announcing his name proudly for his first communion.
Jose Rafael Rodriguez.
He's a lean man in a worn t-shirt, faded jeans, and the ubiquitous rubber flip-flops. He stacks and organizes piles of fruits and vegetables on the plywood rack in front of the boat.
Papaya, mango, banana, limon, coco.
Rodriguez, like all the men here, are from hardscrabble villages in Venezuela where it's almost impossible to find work. Although the life of a barquero, as these men are known, is difficult, Jose Rodriguez is grateful to have it.
Bueno, yo creo que más que duro.
We are doing it to survive. Where we come from, the economy is down, and then this is the only way we survive.
And he's not just concerned about his own survival. Rodriguez is one of 12 children, and as a barquero, he makes just enough money to keep himself, his younger siblings, and his elderly mom fed. But being away so long from his family is a hardship.
Via celular, por carta, por el amigo que llega en otro barco semanal.
You're always worried how they are doing, haven't they eaten, are they sick?
While we speak, Rodriguez chops giant yams into smaller, more attractive pieces. There's no time to waste. People are arriving to shop. Other boatmen tend to customers while Rodriguez spends all morning keeping the counter stacked with produce that he heaves off the boat behind him. His t-shirt is dark with sweat. The sun gets higher, and Rodriguez gets hotter. While they're in Curacao on six-month visas, some men stay at the dock. Others keep the market supplied by running their rickety boats back and forth, picking up produce from Venezuela. It's a dangerous 35-mile trip that takes, at best, 18 hours. Because of the age of the boats and the roughness of the seas, accidents aren't uncommon. And lives have been lost. Men like Rodriguez live with trepidation on every trip.
La navegación es lo más duro. El trayecto de
we travel at night time, and that's the most dangerous part of the whole work. When the engine breaks down and you don't find the solution, you stay drifted on the water, and then the ideas pops up of, are we going to make it this time?
The 90-degree sun that was beating down on the barqueros all day is now low in the sky. It's cooler, and Jose is smiling.
Muy bueno, el día estuvo muy bueno. La gente se movió bastante. Buena venta.
He says this was a good day, with good sales, and that means he'll eat this week, and so will his family. But Rodriguez knows he'll never get ahead doing this.
Por lo menos tener mi propio negocio en Venezuela.
My dream is to have one day my own business, so I don't have to do the crossing and coming to Curacao.
In the meantime, it's friendship, and at the end of the day, a raucous game of dominoes that cushion this hard and dangerous way of life. For World Vision Report, I'm Judith Ritter in Curacao.